today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum, and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The topic of this episode is the art of saying no. There was an interesting topic, and I invite you to listen to this till the end.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you. Until I took the first step, and that's when you opened the doors for me.
Today, Monday, is the 29th of Rajab, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 1st of Isvan, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of February, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For blessing this moment, we'll listen to chapter Al-Kafirun and then some important points about this chapter.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
قل يا أيها الكافرون.
Say, O disbelievers.
لا أعبد ما تعبدون.
I do not worship what you worship.
وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ.
Nor are you worshippers of what I worship.
وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ.
Nor will I be a worshipper of what you worship.
وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ.
Nor will you be worshippers of what I worship.
لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينِ.
For you is your religion, and for me is my religion.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. لَا إِلَهَ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Monotheism is the secret of unity in all aspects, while polytheism is the source of dispersion and separation in all affairs. Monotheism promotes men from the world of materialism, high up beyond the nature world, and joins him to the eternal world, to the infinite being of Allah. But polytheism drops man down into the well of materialism. It joins him to limit weak, perishing creatures. For the same reason, the Holy Prophet Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, and all other great prophets not only did not collude with polytheism, but their first and greatest duty was also to fight against it.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in life, a world that often lies. Cause I don't need
This is today's special. We listen to this part under the title of The Art of Saying No. Recall the day when someone called you on your cell and you could not say upright that you were busy and ended up lying and cooking up a story. Remember when someone asked you for a money loan and you did not want to give it, but ended up giving it and doing so much غيبه of that person. Sooner or later, a time comes in your life when you realize that life is more than a popularity contest. You may be a people pleaser, but you must be an effective person. At times, we have to say no at the risk of getting on the wrong side of people.
Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This is Ali, and we are going to talk about the art of saying no. Sometimes people in leadership positions overcommit and bite off more than they can chew. Without considering their time limits, they say yes to everyone and end up not respecting their commitments. This again adds to one's sins. The challenge is in learning to understand your boundaries so that you don't get burnt out and, more importantly, so that you can honor the commitments you have already made to serve as a leader. Sooner or later, a time comes in your life when you realize that life is more than a popularity contest. You may be a people pleaser, but you must be an effective leader at the same time. As leaders, and that is the central role of the Muslim Ummah as a whole, at times we have to say no at the risk of getting on the wrong side of people, simply because we must uphold adl or justice at all times. Since a leader needs to be firm yet humble, we are ordered to have consultation before deciding a matter. But while the opinions and suggestions of others should be taken into account, it is not a must to act upon them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most exalted, says in his glorious book, "And by the mercy of Allah, you dealt with them gently. And had you been severe and harsh-hearted, they would have broken away from about you. So pass over their faults and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness for them and consult them in the affairs. Then when you have taken a decision, put your trust in Allah. Certainly Allah loves those who put their trust in Him." This is chapter Al-Imran, verse 159. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Say no to yourself. The first person you say no to is yourself. The most difficult person you will have to deal with is you. It's time to say no to you in order to realize that failure to accept another person's request in order to achieve your primary goals and fulfill your duties is at times necessary. For saying no, plan ahead. Planning brings order to your life in two ways. First, it tells you how to get from where you are to where you want to be. Secondly, it identifies the required tasks and resources to get you there. Planning is the key to managing events in your life.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see is thanks to you.
Now, how to say no without feeling guilty. Be sincere and ask them to forgive you for saying no. When it comes to saying no, we always think our only options are number one, lie and make up an excuse, or B, hurtfully say no. How about saying no but asking them to forgive you? For example, I need to ask your forgiveness. I can't help. I know I've said I've come every week, but things are piling up on me, and I need to ask your forgiveness. I can't come weekly anymore. When you come from a position of humility, saying no is so much easier. It is so liberating to truthfully just ask people's forgiveness for saying no. You don't have to play this silly game and making up bogus and mentally exhausting excuses.
The courage to say no. Now, most of the times we talk about the courage to say yes. There are times when it takes courage to say no. Do you have that kind of courage? When temptation is standing or lying or sitting right before you, when the offer of temptation is laid out before you, do you have the courage to say no when you know that it is not right, it isn't the will of God, isn't His plan for your life, it may be a desire but not the will of God for your life? Do you have the courage to say no and walk away from the offer of Satan to your life? Many people do not, and they find themselves in great entanglements in life because they don't have the courage to say no. They know it's not right. They know it's a temptation. They know it's not the will of God, but somehow they don't have the courage to say no. So think about it in your life. Is it a habit that you have to say yes to things that you know that are not right? Are you one of those persons who has the strength and who is sensitive to what's going on around you, and is able to discern the difference between good and evil, and the difference between the will of God and the will of the world? Do you have that or do you not? Well, God wants us all to be courageous, because He knows we'll face times in life and situations and circumstances that it takes more than just the desire, it takes courage. Many people operate on the basis of fear, on the basis of what other people think. We as believers should operate on the basis of courage. Courage to say no when we ought to say no. Courage to say yes when we should say yes.
The topic of this episode of today's special was the art of saying no. Inshallah, we continue to speak and learn more and more about this interesting topic. Till then, Allah bless all of you. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi,
Muhammad Nabi, علي إمامي.
لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.